Hey,
Hello.
Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Eve. Can you hear me?
I got you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can. Yeah, I can.
Am I too loud? My headset's been wonky. Can you hear me?
You're fine.
All right.
You're fine. So I came over by Warwick office because I got to figure out where this thing is, and your buddy came out.
Oh, don't you dare.
I swear to God, that Joe did.
I know, but don't you dare say my buddy.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I'll beat your ass.
I know.
Why, what did he say? Did he say something to you? Bless you. Did he say something to you?
He just said, what's up? That's why I quit. You know, I was on the phone with you, and then I was like, just what's up? That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't feel like, because he could talk forever. That's why I said, all right, see you later.
Yeah, I didn't see where you disappeared to, but.
No, I said, okay, see you later, because I heard you talking. So that was it.
I'm surprised. I don't even want to jinx it, but is Karen working?
She was actually off yesterday, and she's off today.
Thank God.
She became a grandparent, so she was with her grandson for Halloween.
Well, isn't it amazing? Because when she's working, all of a sudden there's disasters and this and that, and is there an outage, and... And today, thank God, nothing.
Well, you know what? I had a conversation with Kim, as I said, about the issue that I had and all that kind of crap. And I told Kim, because when I send the workout, I don't know who's on that distribution list. So I says, Kim, because she was checking things out. Oh, you don't even know what's going on in the back end. Oh, I shit you not, Tom. You know, she was asking something, blah, blah, blah. And I says, Kim, don't forget, please, I am off. I'm on vacation until the 13th. And she goes, what? And I says, yeah. And I says, I got to let you know. No personal whatsoever, but Karen's useless and Keith's my only backup. And what I found out is that as of the 7th, which is Thursday, Gloria will be out for 4 to 6 weeks. That leaves Kim, the only game in town. How do you think that's possible?
I don't know. What's up with Gloria? Why is she going to be out?
I can't tell you, but I will tell you, and I don't care if we're being recorded. Just give me my severance. That's all I want. She's having a hysterectomy. Yeah, so it's a medical issue.
Yeah,
she won't be there. Marie Reiner, you know she retired, right?
I do, yeah.
That's it. That's all the reps they have. Well, did. And, oh, I'm sorry. I've been service center since Liz left, I think 2 years ago. Karen is like tits on a bull. Keith is ready to, like, you know, jump off his deck. We just can't keep up with this. Hey, did you see your email today?
About what?
All Archtop people that they hired a brand new CFO.
Oh, really?
He's moving from San Diego, California.
Huh.
Huh.
I don't know what bearing that's going to have on us.
No, but what I'm saying is that they're hiring people left and right, but we are dying. I am. I don't know about you, but I'm at the end of my rope.
Well, you see the work that's going on for us.
And my hands are tied, and that's what frustrates me the most. You are my guys. And then, like, to, oop, I don't know, what, fuck, sorry, I get passionate. I don't know. It's like trying to drive on a flat tire. That's how I feel.
Well, what frustrates me is that, you know, some of the stuff that I get that our own people are sending to me, just sticking it up my ass, because there are, like, ways we can try to help each other out. I'm trying not to mention his name, but it's not going on our regular work. There's drops that I need to do for fiber that are being sent to me that it's like ridiculous. Like, all right, I can do that, but put it on the schedule for me to do. And then how do you want me to do it? You want me to go on an extension ladder to do 1,000 feet of drop wire on a fucking main road?
No way. Are you serious? They're asking you to use a ladder and not a bucket?
I suppose if one's not available, I could go grab it, but I'm not really comfortable taking somebody else's vehicle to begin with. And who knows, now you'll start sending me in trouble, and I'm out there on the main road with a bucket truck. How do you not have it on the schedule?
See, Tom, and that's a reflection on me. Because they keep me in the dark. I feel like they feed me enough information, but not the whole story.
Well, it's not a reflection on you, because you're in the dark like I'm in the dark as far as, like, well, when am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to get this done? It's really outside construction for when it's past a certain footage for me to be running by myself with an extension ladder, when limited resources to begin.
I'm not laughing at you, but I could actually see you trying to do this, like, freaking 50 feet in the air and praying there's not a big wind.
This is what goes on. This is what was happening in the summertime. We were slammed with all these friggin' truck wires that needed to be done and put in.
Yeah, I know, until we screamed loud enough, and then they brought in contractors who fucked that whole shit up, too.
Well, I mean, at least it gave us breathing room to be able to do what we're supposed to be doing, even though, like, now I'm swamped because Pete's out. Today I was, like, fucking swamped crazy. But at least it's more manageable than the shit that was going on in the summertime.
Yeah, but Barry told me something like, whoever's engineering this stuff, the reason why the drops are so long. Now, this is what he said to me, because I don't know. But he really did explain it. Like, if there's a telephone pole here and your house is across the street, the mop isn't there. It's two poles down. So now I got to run this drop. And I didn't get that. I honestly thought, like, the fiber drop was like a loop drop, but that's not how it goes, and I'm learning.
No, it's because there, with telephone service, we were expected that every customer was going to be ours, so every pole pretty much in front of people's houses, we had a connection point. But their thought process with this is that every customer, we're only going to get 40% take rate. So we don't need to put one in front of everybody's house, and that just means a little bit more physical labor, but they think that it's always going to stay there, so once it's up, it's not going anywhere. The only flaw with that is that nobody's experienced the ice storms that we've had around here, and that shit's going to be coming back down again.
Oh, I just can't wait for the winter.
Imagine what that... We had enough of disaster when...
You're breaking up a little bit, Tom. You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I know, because I was just stuttering. I said we had enough disaster with that ice storm in, what, 2012?
Actually, I thought it was not that long ago. That was bad, when the trees were bent over and everything. Or do you mean the big one when they were literally grabbing bodies out of... Like, I remember Keith went out to help people. That was in 2012. But we just had, like, the other bad one.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, if I got to get going, we'll see how things play out. That's all we can do.
All right, listen to me. Listen to me, and you cannot say anything to anybody. Please do not. God, please don't.
Oh,
I'm on vacation, and I'm... What?
Hang on one second. Let me just get situated here.
God only knows. I don't think they're listening to me.
You know what? I don't care. Give me my severance. I don't care. That's all I want is my severance. But I wanted to tell you this, because when I'm on vacation, I'm actually going someplace. I'm going upstate, Vermont, to a wedding. I promise Keith, Karen does not know this because, oh dear, her and I. Anyway, I will be taking my laptop with me. So if there's any kind of a pinch that you need Keith for, I want you to know I allowed him and I promised him that he can reach out to me, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. I said, Keith, because Tom, at this point, it's inhumane. It's inhumane to expect the work, whatever. But yeah, so I told Keith, push comes to shove, I got your back, so you know this, and now he obviously knows this, so yeah. Karen does not, and she can just rot.
Yeah, she's a pain in the ass, too. She takes pleasure, I think, in making sure it's 6 o'clock on the nose that she's done.
She sits like a fucking spider from home. Listen, I'd love to work from home the way I did, but now she wears it like a badge. Give me a break, all right? We're all suffering, but you're not. Come on. And I mean, come on as far as, don't play the victim. We're working our asses off, you're not. You there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
No, so that's it. So Keith knows that in a pinch, he can reach out to me. So if you need him for something unusual, I'll be able to help him. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, you enjoy your time off. It's going to suck without you. That's for sure. I got Keith, but with the other fucking...
You got Keith. I know. God. See, that's... And I got to tell you this. I had a one-to-one with Trisha, my new boss, and she seems super sweet. She does. She really, really does. And then we were just talking. She goes, blah, 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 time here, blah, 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 whatever. And she goes, oh, come on.
Hello.
The only reason is because of the money I make. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh,
Tom?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say? Hello.
I'm here.
Can you hear me now? Hello. Hello? I don't know. I can't hear you, Eve. I didn't hear what you were saying. But, all right. I'll talk to you later.